Is Daf Vav. So we got to the bottom of Daf Hey and Rebates. There's a lot of psukim today. So the Gemara begins as follows: Amar Rabbi Yochanan ki havin atalia. When I was younger, Amina Milsa, I had said something as mechadish something when I was a young boy, and the Shail na lesabia, and I had asked some elderly people vishtakach, and it turned out that I was correct. So what was he mechadish? So we're going to darshan different city names now for the next amud or so. So Chamas zu Tiveria. Now, when the word Chamas appears in the Torah, that's a reference to Tiveria. V'lama nikoshma Chamas. Why is it called Chamas? Mikal shum Chamei Tiveria. Because the hot springs that are in Tiveria, it's called Chamas. Rakas zu Tzipori. Those are one of the same name. V'lama nikoshma Rakas. Why is it called Rakas? Mishum dimedalia. Krikrasa Dinara, because the city of Tzipori is elevated like the banks of the river, which is Raksa in Aramaic. Kineres Zu Ginoser, these are two names for the same city. The real name is Ginoser. Velamanika Shema Kineres. Why is it called Kineres? De Misiki Pera Kikala Dechinre, because the fruit are so sweet as the sound of a harp. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rava Mi Ikalaman Damarakas Lav Tiverhi. Does anybody hold that Rakas is not Tiveria? Because we just said above Rakas is really Tzipori. But Rava says, no, everyone thinks Rakas is actually Tiveria. How does he know that Rakas is a reference to Tiveria? Because Vahaki Shacha V'inish Hacha. When a person died here, Hacha, here is Bavel, Hasam over there in Eretz Yisrael, they would Safte Le Hachi, they would eulogize as follows and say, Gadol hu b'sheshach v'shem lo b'rakas. Great was he in Sheshach. Sheshach is Atbash for Bavel. Great was that person in Bavel, v'shem lo b'rakas, and his name spread out all the way to Rakas, as referring to Tiveria. And v'chi maske arona l'hasim, and when the coffin had arrived in Eretz Yisrael to be buried there, safte lehachi, they had eulogized as follows, saying, Ove sridim yoshve Rakas, Ove sridim, those who loved Eretz Yisrael, yoshve Rakas, are the living in Rakas. Tzu v'kiblu haruge omek, go out and greet the one who died in the omek, in the depth, which is a reference to Bavel. Bavel was a place that was very low and deep. So this eulogy, apparently it was pretty clear that Rakas is a reference to Tiveria and not referring to Tzipori. That's the kasha. So the Gemara answers, Kinach Nafshe, another proof now that we see that Rakas is really considered Tiveria. It says, Kinach Nafshe de Rabbi Zeira, and Rabbi Zeira died. Now, Rabbi Zeira, where did Rabbi Zeira grow up? Anybody know? Where was he born? In Bavel. And the Gemara tells us that he once fled to Eretz Yisrael. And why did he go to Eretz Yisrael? Anybody know? He wanted to learn. He wanted to love. Dara machkim, it makes you smarter. So he actually fasted 40 days, says the Gemara. Rabbi Zeira fasted 40 days in order that he forgets all the Torah that he learned in Bavel. So Rabbi Zeira was a Babylonian who fled to Eretz Yisrael. So kinach nafshi de Rabbi Zeira. When Rabbi Zeira died, pasach aleihu saftana, a certain eulogizer opened up and said as follows, Eretz Shinar Haravayalda, the land of Shinar, which is a reference to Bavel, had conceived and gave birth to Rabbi Zeira. That's where he was born. And Eretz Tzvi, which is Eretz Yisrael, Gidla Shashua, raised this beautiful person of Rabbi Zeira. Oy na la amar Rakas, woe to her of Rakas, ki ibda kli chemdasa, that lost his precious kli. So this happened in Tiveria. So yet another proof that Rakas is a reference to Tiveria and not a reference to Tzipori. The Gemara says, Ella, Amarava, Rava says, fine. Chamas zuchami grar. Chamas is a reference to a different place. It's not Tiveria, what we said before. It's referring to chami grar, some other location. Rakas zu Tiveria, which is now consistent with the last two proofs that we brought. Kineris is still the same zu ginosar. V'loma nikra shema Rakas. Why is Tiveria referenced to, why is it referred to as Rakas? Shafilu reikonim sheba, even the most empty ones who are living in Tiveria, mileim mitzos karimon, are full of mitzos, like a pomegranate is full of seeds. So Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Rakas shema. No, Rakas is really the proper name. V'loma nikra shema Tiveria. So why did they refer to it as Tiveria? Because sheyosheves b'tibura shel Eretz Yisrael, because we're sitting at the center of Eretz Yisrael. That's where Tiveria is located. And that's why it's called Rabba Amar Rakas Shema. It's called Rakas V'lama Nikra Shema Tiveria. It's differently Shetova Riyasa, because it's beautiful to the eye. So it's Machlokes, what Tiveria means. Tibura, the stomach, the center of Eretz Yisrael, or because it's Tova Riyasa. Why is it so beautiful? Look at the small Tosos here writes, Shetova Riyasa, why is it beautiful? How is it beautiful? Shehayu Sham Ginosu Pardesim had many gardens and orchards that made it very beautiful. Mar says Vaiter now, Amr Zira. Zira says, Kitron Zo Tzipuri. That Kitron is another name of the city. That's a reference to Tzipori. V'lama Nikra Shema Tzipori. Why is it called Tzipori? Sheyosheves Berosh Hahar Kitzipor. Because it sits on the top of a mountain, just like a bird sits on top of a mountain. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Is Kitron Tzipori? Is that really a reference to Tzipori? V'ha Kitron Bechelko Shel Zvulun Havi. Kitron was located in Zvulun's area of Eretz Yisrael. Dich Siv as a pasuk says, Zvulun Lo Horish. He wasn't able to kick out as Yoshre Kitron v'as Yoshre Nahalal. We know when Yeshua brought in all Bnei Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, and they split up the Shvatim, it was the responsibility of each of the Shvatim to kick out the locals from the land. And they were not successful. Zvulun was not successful in kicking out Kitron. So Kitron was in Zvulun's property, and that couldn't be Tzipori, because Tzipori was not in Zvulun's property. And Zvulun, the Gemara explains what was the conversation here, so that Zvulun Misraim Amidosav Hava. He was very upset at Kadosh Baruch Hu, having this chelik of Eretz Yisrael. As Shenemar, it says, Zvulun Am Cheiraf, they were people who were very, who were ashamed, Nafshalamas, to die. They were very upset in what they received. So the Gemara says, we haven't gotten to the proof yet. So my time, what's the reason why they were so upset? Why is Zvulun upset with their chelik? Mishum dinaftali am romasada. The second half of the pasuk says, Zvulun am chayraf nafshalamus. They were so upset they were going to die. And the pasuk says, why? Because Naftali, their brother, am romasada, was sitting upon beautiful fields. Now, am romasada is the name of the sefer written by Naftali Tzvi Yehuda. Nitziv, based on this pasuk, says, Naftali am romasada. So the Nitziv sefer, am romasada, are his comments on Shas. So either way, Zvulun was upset because Naftali had a much nicer area than he had. So Amar, Zvulun, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zvulun says to him, Ribono Sholom, Lachai, Nasatelhem, Sadosu Kramim, you gave my brother fields and vineyards and stuff. Vili, you gave me Nasati Har Megvals, I got mountains and hills and nothing more. It's nothing to do with that. Lachai, Nasatelhem, Aratzos, you gave nice land to my brother. Vili, Nasati Yamim and Naros, I got rivers and waters and lakes. What am I going to do with all this stuff? So Amalem, Hashem says to him, Kulam tzrichin lecha aydei chilazon. Everybody needs you because you have the chilazon hidden in your chelek. As it says, Shenemar amim har yikro, the nations are going to call out to the people of the mountain, usvune tmune chol, because it's covered up, these things are covered up in the sand that's in the property of Zvulun. What is this? Hidden? Tani Rav Yosef, sufune ze chilazon. Everyone's going to need the chilazon, of course, to make the tcheles. And tmune, what's that? Zu tris, which is, not quite sure what that is. Something. Fish, okay. It says tuna fish in the bottom here. Oh, very interesting. Okay, ton of fish, tuna fish, beautiful. Okay, and then chol zu zechuches levana, referring to some type of white glass, which was in the property of Zvulun. So Amr Lefanav, Zvulun says to me, Ribono Shalom, mi modieni, who's going to let me know if they happen to steal the property from me, whether the chilazim, without letting me know? We don't have walls up around our chelik here, so they might sneak in here and take some of the chilazim without asking permission. What's going to guarantee we'll be paid for this? So Hashem says to him, Amr Lo, not to worry, because Sham Yizbechu Zivchei Tzadik, there's going to be karbonos for the tzadik. What does that mean? Simin Zeh Yelecha, this will be the sign for you if they were stolen or not. Kol Anota Mimcha Belo Damim, anybody who takes the chilazon or the glass perhaps without paying for it, Eina Mol Beprakmat Yoshelo Klum, their business will not be successful at all. That's going to be the litmus test. Okay. So now the Gemara says, now we have to have the whole proof here. Again, we start off by saying that this area, Kitron, was Tzipori. Now we've established that really Kitron was in the area of Zvulun. Zvulun couldn't kick out the people of Kitron. Fine. Now, V'yishaka daitach, the Gemara says, Kitron zu Tzipori. If it really is Tzipori, amai misraim amidosav. Why would Naftali, Zvulun rather be upset? If you had Tzipori in your chelek, you wouldn't be upset. Tzipori is a beautiful property. So it couldn't be that he had it. It must be Kitron is not Tzipori. So what makes it so good? Tzipori milsa da difatuva. Tzipori was such a beautiful place. No one would ever complain about this. So now the Gemara is going to try to understand what was so beautiful about Tzipori. Let's say maybe it didn't have any of the milk and the honey. V'hamar Reish Lakish, didn't Reish Lakish testify, L'didi chazili, I saw my own eyes. Zavas chalav advash did tzipori. The milk and honey that was in tzipori. V'havya shisha asar mil, shisha asar mil. That's a lot of honey, milk and honey to have. So you can't be dissatisfied with such a property. V'chi tema, maybe you're going to say, D'lo neficha didei kidachua. Maybe it was a lot, but maybe his brother Zvulun had, Naphtali rather, had more than him. But that can't be true. Because Hamar Rabba Bar Barachana, Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lididi Chazili Rabbi Yochanan said, I saw my own eyes, Zavas Chlav Advash, the Chol Arad Yisrael. He witnessed all the honey and the milk in the entire Eretz Yisrael. Behavia Kimive Kovi Ad Akra De Subakni. It's going to be the equivalent of from one city to the next city, which is a lot of milk and honey, which totals Esrin Vitartin Parsi Urka Upusa Shita Parsi. Okay, 22 parsa by 6 parsa wide. That's a lot of milk and honey. But if you're doing the math, which I'm not going to do for you, it's turned out that Tzipori has 1/8 of all of Eretz Yisrael's milk and honey was in Tzipori. So that's a lot of milk and honey, all, you know, very dense in one area. So why would Zvulun be upset if he actually had Tzipori? Must be that Zvulun did not have Tzipori, and this place called Kitron is not Tzipori. That's the Shiloh. So the Gemara says, not true. Even though Tzipori was a very nice place, Afilu Hachi answers the Gemara, Sados Ukramim Adifalei. Having vineyards, having fields is much better than having a city like Tzipori that has a lot of milk and honey. And Dekan Ami, the Gemara says, I'll bring you proof how this is the case, because the Pasuk says, Naphtali Am Romei Sadi. He was upset because Naphtali had the fields. So Shema Minav, so we learn from this, that was concern is because of the fields that Naphtali had and Zvulun did not have. And we can conclude that this place called Kitron, in fact, is Tzipori and is in the property of Zvulun. And Gemara now says, Amar Abel Abohu, V'ekron Teaker. This place called Ekron is going to be uprooted. Zu Kesari Bas Edom Shiosheves Bein Hacholos. It's referring to Kesaria, the daughter of Edom, which was between different sands on the beach. So here you saw Yased Tekua Li Yisrael Bimei Yevanim. And this was a constant place. Yosei means a peg, but this has caused a lot of trouble, a constant trouble for Klai Yisrael during the times of the Greeks. Shekav Ramalchus Beish Chashmonoi V'Nitzchem, when the Chashmonoim defeated them, Hayu Koren Osa Achidas Migdal Shir. They had referred to this area, the city, as the Achidas is to capture a tower of Shir, and the Shir Rashi says it's a reference to the Sarim, the different ministers that lived in this area once before. Okay, Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Vasirosi, I will remove Dama Mipiv, the blood from his mouth, Vishikutza Mibain Shinav, and the disgusting things from between his teeth, Vinishar Gamhu Levokenu, and it's going to remain for us as our God. So what does this pasuk mean? Vasirosi Dama Mipiv, to remove the blood from the mouth, Ze Base Bamaya Shalahen, is referring to the house of Bamaya, don't know what that is referring to in it's some place, okay? And Shikutav mi bein chinav, and the disgusting things from between their teeth, it's their base galia shelhen, their house of avodah zarah. The nishar gamhu lelokenu, but they're going to remain for our God. These areas, what does that mean? Elu bati knasios or bati mejashos sheb Edom. Their shuls and houses of learning of Edom are now going to be transformed to a base medrash and a base tefila for us. The Hayah, the pasuk continues to say, Ka'alef bi'Yehuda, Aleph means to be a chief. We have in the psukim in the Torah. They're going to be like a chief of Yehuda and of Ekron, just like the Yevusi. What does this mean? Se'ela teratrayos, or the theaters, the kirkasios shebodom, the circuses and the theaters of Edom, she'asidim sarei Yehuda lelamid ben Torah b'rabim. Those two will remain standing and be available for us to teach Torah and daven in these places. That's what the pasuk means. Yeah, exactly. Just like we have in the football stadiums, right. So then the Gemara says, "I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Leshem Zupamayis." This is Pamayis, which the Gemara tells us elsewhere in Bechor. So that's the source, that's the mouth of where the Yarden comes from. That's this place called Pamayis. Ekron Teaker. What does that mean? Zu Kesari Bas Edom, which we mentioned before. She Hayisa Metropolin Shelmlochim, which is a big metropolis of the kings. And Ikadamri, others, some say the Marbi Mimalchi was a place where they would raise kings. And Ikadamri, others say this was an area, the Mokmi Mimalchi, where they would appoint the king there. Kesari of Yushalayim. So we have this correlation between Kesaria and Yushalayim. Im Yomilcha Adam, a person tells you, Harvushen, that both of them are destroyed. So, Al Tamin, don't believe such a person. It can't be true. Yashu Shem, if both of them are settled and civilized, Al Tamein, don't believe such a person. But if they tell you Charva Kesari v'Yashu Yushlaim, if Kesari is destroyed and Yushlaim is settled, or vice versa, Charva Yushlaim v'Yashu Kisra Kesari, so then Tamein, that person you could believe because it's based on a pasuk in the Torah. Shenemar says, Imala Hecharava, I shall be filled with her that is laid waste. I mean, there's just going to be this inverse relationship. Only the Edom or Bnei Yisrael, one will be on top, one will be on the bottom. They're going to keep shifting back and forth until Mashiach comes. Imim Leazu Harvazu, if this one's full, this one's empty. And Im Leazu Harvazu, if this one's full, the other one's going to be empty and destroyed. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Ma'achi, he says the same idea based on a different pasuk which says, Ulaom Milom Yematz. Ulaom, one kingdom shall be stronger, Yematz, than the other kingdom. There's always going to be this relationship of one being above the next. Another statement of Rav Yitzchak about the nations of the world, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Maidichsev, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Yuchan Russia, when it comes to the, like, chen, showing favor to a Russia, Baal Lamad Tzedek, he will not learn any tzidkus. So what is this a reference to? Amar Yitzchak Avinu says, L'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Sha'olam Hashem, Yuchan Esav, why don't you be nice to Hashem, to Esav, show some chen to Esav. So Amar Lo, I can't, he's a Rashu, how am I going to show chen to Esav, the Rashu? So Yitzchak says back, Amar Lo, Baal Lamad Tzedek, he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, did he not learn any tzidkas? He did nothing right that deserves anything? Not one good thing about him? Amar Lo, he says, Be'eretz Nichochos, Yavel, he says that in the land of Tzidkus, the place of Eretz Yisrael, he's going to destroy it. He's going to destroy Yushalayim. So therefore, I don't grant him any Zechuyos. Amar Lo, Im Kein, so Yitzchak Avinu says back, that's the case, Uval Yira Geis Hashem, so he should not be able to witness and see the coming of Mashiach when the Malchus of Hashem is at its highest. Another statement of Rabbi Yitzchak now, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, my dechsev, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Al titein Hashem ma'avaye? Hashem shouldn't give them any lashon of taiva to the Rishayim, to the Rasha. Zmamo al tafek, and his nose ring, he should not remove, yarum asela, and that they shall be exalted. So what's this pasuk mean? Amar Yaakov, this time Yaakov's having a dialogue with Hashem. The Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, Ribono shel olam, al titein le'esav ha-rasha taivas libo, do not give Esav any taiva of the heart. And Zimamal al-Tafek, do not remove the nose ring from him. So what's that reference to? Zu, the reference to Germania, Shaledom, the Chor referring to Germany. Shil Mole Hain, Yotzin Machriven Ka'olam Kula. Had not been for them, it would destroy the entire world. Okay. Amar Bichama Bar Chanina, Talas Mea Ketira Taga Ika B'Germania Shil Edom. There are 300 princes in Germany. There's 365 marzavnei ika b'romi, like you literally call them chieftains here, and v'chol yom nafki hani lapi hani. And each day they would encounter each other, have a duel. U'miktal mi'echad minayu, and they'd kill one of them. U'mitardi lok mimalka, and then they would have the appoint the next ruler. So constantly, every single day, the ruler would die, and they would appoint a new ruler instead. This was the daily duel that would take place in Germany. So Amar Rav Yitzchak further, another statement, this is a more famous statement now. So Amar Rav Yitzchak says, in Yom Melech HaAdam, a person tells you, Yagati v'lamatzasi, that I put a lot of effort in, but I wasn't successful, I didn't find the emes. Al Tamein, don't believe such a person. Can't be true. Person did the proper yagia, he's going to find an answer. But lo yagati matzasi, the guy says, I didn't do any effort, and just the emes came to me so nicely. That person also, Al Tamein, can't be true. You cannot find the emes if you didn't put any yagia in. But the guy says, Yagati Matasi, I put in the effort, and I found the emes, that person, Tamein, that person you should believe. It's all about Yigia. Yigia Torah is going to lead to Mitzia, success in learning. So the Gemara says, wait a second, this is only true. Hani Mili Bedivrei Sora. When it comes to learning, that's all true. Ava B'mas Matan, when it comes to dealing in business, Siyata Human Shema. It's all Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing, no matter how much Yigia, no matter how much Shalas you put in, it's all up to Hashem. That's part of a much larger discussion, of course. And the Gemara says, even when it comes to Divrei Torah, Lo Amran Ela Lechadude, it's only coming when it's to sharpen one's mind, does it depend on Yigia, to sharpen your own mind. But it comes to Aval, Lo'ok Me Girsa, Siyata Min Shema. When it comes to remembering the learning, there's Girsa, to remember learning, to remember text, That's all siyata d'shmaya. Some people are blessed with good memories, others are not blessed with good memories. That's all siyata d'shmaya. Now this could be very discouraging. That means if we don't have a memory like Rav Avadi Yosef, that means we shouldn't even try, which is very hard to say because the Gemara is all over, especially in Maseches Erevin, tells us that there are good tricks to helping memory. There are some foods even the Gemara advises having to eat and not to eat. The Gemara, for example, in Horio says if you have olive oil, that helps the memory. If you have olives, it's bad for the memory. And there's a few other examples like that in the Gemara. But the Gemara Erevin says that other ways to remember things is to sing, to speak out loud, to sing. That's a good way. Rebbe and I have very different ways of learning. I learn with earphones and listen to music at the same time, or if no one's home, just they blast the music. And Rebbe learns also with plugs in his ears, but he doesn't have music. He just does that for two reasons. One is because he told me he needs complete silence to learn. If there's any distraction, he can't handle it. That's why during a shir, if one person like says one thing, he gets all thrown off, has to be completely silent. So he puts them in his ear. Number two, he does it. He's used to that because he grew up in a house where it was like a library, quiet as a library in his house. No one's allowed to talk in his house growing up, he said. So he needs complete quiet. But number two is when you whisper and you put your fingers or something in your ear, you hear yourself much clearer and louder, helps you remember. So the Gemara all over tells us that there are many tricks in remembering things. So how could the Gemara in Megillah say it's all siyata d'shmaya? It's not all siyata d'shmaya. It's certainly a lot of it siyata d'shmaya. But Akash Baruch Hu also gives us some tricks. And we're supposed to try our best to remember things as well. Okay, the Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says further now, Imreisa Rasha, if you see that there's a Rasha, Shasha Misachek is low, that he's having a very good fortune now. Al Tisgara Bo, don't start up with such a person. Shinemar, it says, Al Tischar Bamareim, don't engage with bad people, the Rishayim. Not only that, but he's going to be very successful in anything that he does. Stay far away from a Rasha who's having a good time. As it says, he's going to have success in all the places and all the times. Every single opportunity he takes. Not only that, he's going to also beat you out in a court case. It says, Maro Mishpatecha min Negdo. It's going to be against him, removed from him. He's going to win everything. And not only that, Lo Od, El Shiro Besonava. Not only that, he's also going to see the, even the witnesses are the, that he even witnessed the downfall of his own enemies. He's going to beat everybody out. Shinemar, as it says, Kol Tzarav Yafiach Behem. All his enemies are going to blow at him and not going to move him. So don't start with a Rasha if you see he's being Matzliach now. The Gemara says, Aini, is that true? V'hamar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yishum Ben Yochai. Rabbi Yishum Ben Yochai tells us that Mutar Lehiskaros Berisham, you're allowed to contend with a Rasha Baal Mhazeh. Shenem Mars, the Pasuk says, Ozvei Torah, those who leave Torah, Yehalu Rasha, praise the wicked, V'shomei Torah Yiskaro Bem. And those who keep the Torah can compete with the Rishayim. And the Tani, the Brisa says, Rabbi Dustai bar Masan Amar Mutter Liskaris Bersham Balm Hazeh, one's permitted to. And the Brisa says, Imlach Shech Adam Lomer, if you're going to say, perhaps, Atischar Bamreim, the Pasuk says, don't contend with them. Atikanabo Sealva, don't fight with such people who are doing the wrong thing. Mishalibo Nokfo Omar Kane, that's a person who's really, who's scared to. But the regular person, Shiz Ella, Atischar Bahem Lios Kamareim, don't fight them to become one of them. And al tikanabosi al lios kosi al, don't become one of them, but you should fight them and stay strong and stay at tzaddik on your own right. But you can and should contend with them. The Omer, the Pasuk says further, al yikane libcha b'chataim, don't let your heart fall in the face of the chataim. You should contend with them. So which one is it? Should you stay away or should you not? The Gemara says this is not a kashya lo kashya at all. Ha b'mile di day, ha b'mile di shemaya. When it comes to matters of shemayim, Torah mitzvahs, then certainly you can contend with the Rishayim. Comes to mile di day, his own personal affairs, don't get involved with him at all and stay far away if you see that he's being matzliach. Gemara says another suggestion is he b'yseima ha v'ha b'mile di day. Both of them are regarding his own personal matters. And what's the difference? Lo kashya. Tzadik Gamer, who has complete zechuyos, so he's able to stand with the Rasha, nothing's going to impact him. A tzadik, but he's not a tzadik gamer, he's a sheino gamer, so then he should be very, very cautious in contending and competing with the Rasha, because he doesn't have full zechuyos, he does have some chovos, which might get him at this type of time, so stay far away if you're a tzadik sheino gamer. So how do you know this? D'amar Rav Huna Amar Dichsei, what does the pasuk mean when it says Lama Sabit Bogdim Tachrish? Why do you look at those who deal Bivala Rasha Tadgimenu and those who deal in an evil way, and those who stay silent, the tzaddik will be swallowed up by the Arusha. So, tzaddik bimenu boleya. So, if the tzaddik gomer ain't a boleya. So, if it's a tzaddik, if he's greater, the tzaddik's greater, the tzaddik's going to swallow the Arusha. But if it's, a tzaddik bimenu, if he's a tzaddik, sheino gomer, then the Arusha will be boleya, the tzaddik sheino gomer. But if he's a tzaddik gomer, so then ain't a boleya. Then the Arusha is not able to be boleya, to swallow and destroy a tzaddik gomer. Ibaisema, a third suggestion to the steer is Shamisachek is low, shiny. In general, one can compete and contend with Russia, but if times are very good for him, and that's what the pasuk is referring to, Shamisachek is low, it's really good fortune for the Russia, that's a situation where you should stay clear of him. Other than that, you are able to compete with him. Amar Ula, Ula says now, Italia shall Yavan, the Italy of Yavan, Zek Krach Gadel shall Romi. That's a great city of Rome. All right, not sure. One's the two different countries here. One's a city, but they're all connected somehow. Italy and Greece and Rome, of course. So Havia Tlasmea Parsa al Tlasmea Parsa. So there's 300 Parsa by 300 Parsa, and that's the size of it. The Yeshba Shisas Shvakim, and they have 365 marketplaces in this Italia. Kimini Mosachama, like the days of the solar calendar. The Katan Shebechulam Shel Mochei Ofos. Now the smallest one among them would sell birds. The Havia Shishas Armil al Shishas Armil, and the size of this was a pretty large, 16 mil by 16 mil. And the king each day would dine at a different shuk. And everyone who lived there, even though they weren't born there, nota prasmi beis hamelach, they would take the king would give out money to them, whoever lived there, whoever was there at the time. And v'hanolad ba'af al pisheinu darbo, and one who was born there but didn't live there anymore also had rights to take these gifts that the king was giving out. And nota prasmi beis hamelach would take some gifts from the house or the storage, the treasury from the king. U'shloshes alafim bei banei yeshbo, and then there were 3,000 bathhouses in the city. V'chamesh meos chalonos malin ashen chutz lechom, and there are 500 windows where the smoke would come out of the walls. And tzidu echad yam, and one side was water. Tzidu echad harim, the other side were harim gvos, mountains and hills. And tzidu echad, the third side was mechita shel barzel, a large wall. And tzidu echad, and the fourth and final wall was chulsis umetzula, was made of some pebbles and swamps. This was Italia, a pretty large city with a lot going on. Okay, guys, ready for Purim stuff? Back to Megillah? A little break? Fine, new Mishnah. Now, this Mishnah is not easy either, though. There's a lot of different opinions. You have to keep a little cheshbon in your head as we go through it. Not challenging, but still, there are a few different opinions. Just keep them in mind. We'll take it slow. The Mishnah tells us, Karu es haMegillah ba'ada harishon. If they read Megillah and Adarishon, and then after that fact, Nisabra Hashana, Koronosa ba'ada sheni. They have to read a second time in ada sheni. Now remember, their calendars weren't all set up like our calendar is set up. They didn't always know that there'll be an ada sheni that given year. It depends on many things. The first parak in Sanhedrin talks about what criteria is needed to make a second Adar. So depending on the sheep and the things growing in the trees, there are a lot of different factors you have to keep in mind. So the Adar Yudal came, and they said, oh, it's Purim, let's celebrate Purim. And a few days later, they said, wait a second, we see that the spring's really not coming, we need to push off Pesach another month. So they added now an Adar Sheni. So now what happens is they read it once already. Do they have to read a second time? So the Tanakhama says, yes, even though you read it once in Adar Rishon, you have to read it a second time in Adar Sheni. And then the Mishnah says, Ein bein Adar Rishon la'Adar Sheni ela kriyasa Megillah u'matanos le'avyonim. The second opinion says the only difference between the first and second Adar is Megillah and the Matanos Levyonim, that even though you read it in the first day, you have to read it in the first month, you have to read it in the second month as well. And even though you gave Matanos Levyonim in the first month, you have to give it again in the second month. So the Gemara says now, Halinin Seder Parshios Zev Zeh Shavin, but with regards to reading Dal Parshios, Shkolim and Par and Chodesh and Zachor, those, if you read it in Adar Rishon, you do not have to read it again in Adar Sheni. So the Gemara says, Mani Mas Nisan, who authored our Mishnah? It can't be Lo Tanakama, Lo Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, Lo Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel. Can't be any of these three Tanaim, as we'll see in just a moment. The Tani, the Baraita tells us, Karu es ha-megillah ba-adar rishon. If you read an adar rishon, v'nis'abar shana, then it turned out they had to add a second adar. Karu nasa ba-adar sheni. They have to reread it in adar sheni. Why? Shekol mitzvos shenoagos b'sheni noagos b'rishon chutz mimikra megillah. All mitzvos that are kept in adar sheni can also be done in rishon, and you could also be yoten rishon, except for megillah. Which sounds like matanos lev yonim. If you did in rishon, you'd be yote. You wouldn't have to redo in sheni. Megillah is the only one that has to be repeated. So this already tells us that Tanakama is not like our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says you have to do matanos lev yonim a second time in adar sheni. Comes along Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, Omer. Ein koronasa ba'adar sheni. You do not read in adar sheni. Why? Shekol mitzvos shenagos b'sheni, nagos b'rishon. You're allowed to read in rishon, and you're yotei in adar rishon. You do not have to repeat even the Megillah in adar sheni. So that's clearly against our Mishnah as well. And then the third opinion is Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Mishim Rabbi Yossi. Af koron also ba'adar sheni, you're allowed to read an adar sheni. What does that mean? Shekol mitzvos shenoagos b'sheni ein noagos b'rishon. Which means, if even though you read in rishon, you have to reread it in sheni. And the Gemara is going to ask, isn't that exactly what the Tanakhama says? That they both hold that you have to reread Megillah in adar sheni. So the Gemara is going to ask and answer. But Shavin, they're both, everyone's in agreement that behes be'duvetainis she'asurin zebezeh. Both Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, that Yud Dalet and Tes Vav, you cannot fast, nor can you eulogize. Everyone agrees to that in both Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. So the Gemara says, wait a second, isn't Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Hainu Tanakama? They're saying the same thing, which is even though you read Megillah and Adar Rishon, you have to reread it in Adar Sheni. So what's the difference between them? Amar Rav Papa, say there, Parshios Ika Benayo. That's the difference of the Dal Parshios. The Tanakhama holds Savar Lichachila B'Sheni. Lichachila, you should read Dal Parshios and Adar Sheni. But V'i Ovid B'Rishon Ovid. But if you did in Rishon already, Yotze, there's no need to reread them in the Adar Sheni. Bar Mikra Megillah, with the exception of Mikra Megillah, the Afa Gav the Kar B'Rishon Kar B'Sheni. Mikra Megillah is the only exception that even though you read it in Adar Rishon, you have to reread it in Adar Sheni. But this is where Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi argues in Savar Afilu Mikra Megillah. Lichachila Mirishon. He's the second opinion says, no, you can even read Megillah Rishon and you don't have to repeat it in Sheni. And then comes along Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Savar, Afilu Seder Parshios, Ikar Barishon, Kar B'Sheni. He holds, even though you read the Dal Parshios in the other Rishon, he argues in Tanakhama and says you have to reread the Dal Parshios in Adar Sheni. So those are three Shitas in the Brisa. Hope that's somewhat clear. So now we have to try to figure out, how do these fit in to our Mishnah? Do they fit into the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, money. Who authored our Mishnah now? E Tanakam, if you hold that the Tanakam authored the Mishnah, Kashi Matanos. Because our Mishnah says that if you gave Matanos Lev Yonim in Adar Rishon, you have to give them again in Adar Sheni. But the Tanakam in the Brice of the Gemara doesn't say you have to give Matanos again. E Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, if he authored a Mishnah, Kashi Nami Mikra Megillah. Because Rabbi Eliezer thinks you don't have to reread Megillah in Adar Sheni. Our Mishnah clearly says that you do. And he, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Kashi Seder Parshios. He held that you have to reread a Seder Parshios in Adar Sheni. While our Mishnah made no indication, we assume that you don't have to read Seder Parshios again in Adar Sheni. So we can't find the good Tana who authored our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Leolam, really, Tanakama. Really, our Mishnah was authored by the Tanakama. And the Tanakama says, Tana Mikra Megillah, V'hu Adin Matanos Lev Yonim. Even though the Tanakama says only Mikra Megillah has to be repeated in Adar Sheni, the same halacha applies to Matanos Lev Yonim. Why? He didn't mention it. Because as the Gemara says, the Habu Hatayu, because they're connected. We saw in Daf Bezim and Aleph that they all the Aniyim looks forward to Mikra Megillah, because that's when they receive the Matanos Lev Yonim. So there's a correlation between Mikra Megillah and Matanos Lev Yonim. You cannot detach the two. So when the Tanakhama says you reread Megillah, it means you're also re-giving Matanos Lev Yonim, in which case Tanakhama lines up very nicely with the Mishnah. That's the first approach. Then the Gemara says, V'yisem, alternatively, we could suggest, Li'olam Rebbe Shimon Gamliel hi. Really, he's the author. U'masnisin chasur mechzer, and our Mishnah is missing something. V'hachi katani, the Mishnah should read as follows. Ein ben arbasar shabad rishon le'al shabad sheni. There's no difference between adar rishon adar sheni except elamikra megillah u'matanos. But ha le'inin hesped v'tainis devez deshavin. The implication is, regarding eulogizing and fasting, they're both equal. But we cannot make any implications to Ehilas Seder Parshios Lomari. We're not talking about Seder Parshios. That's still an open question. And therefore, we don't know what our Mishnah holds, so our Mishnah can work out nicely with Rabban Shimon Gamliel, whereby they both could say that you have to repeat the Seder Parshios in Adar Sheni. So it could also be Rabban Shimon Gamliel. Comes along Amar Rabbi Yechia Bar Av and Amar Rabbi Yochran Hilchazah Harri Paskin. The Paskin like Ki Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel Shamar Mishim Rabbi Yossi, that the halacha is that you repeat the Seder Parashos as well. So Amar Rabbi Yochran, Rabbi Yochran says Vishnei Mikra Echad Darshu. They both learn it from the same pasuk. I have two different interpretations though. The pasuk says Bechol Shana Vashana, each year has to be consistent every single year. What's consistent? So Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi holds that your Yotzin Adar Rishon only, because they hold B'chol Shana V'Shana every single year, Ma Kol Shana V'Shana Adar HaSamech L'Shvat, Afkan Adar HaSamech L'Shvat. We always read Megillah the month after Shvat, so that's Adar Rishon. So too, even though there's two Adars this year, it should be the first Adar. That's Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Comes along Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Savar, no. B'chol Shana V'Shana, what's the consistency from year to year? Ma Kol Shana V'Shana Adar HaSamech LeNisan, Afkan Adar HaSamech LeNisan. It's the Nisan that's next, rather it's the Adar that's next to Nisan, Adar Sheni. So that's the Nekudas HaMachlokas, how to interpret B'chol Shana V'Shana. Is it the first month or is it the second month? Is it adjacent to Shvat or to Nisan? So the Gemara says, Bishma, I understand Rabbi Eliezer, his svar, why you would say the first Adar, Rabbi Yossi, because Mistavra Taima, his makes sense, De'ein Ma'avin al mitzvah. So when you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, you shouldn't pass that opportunity, so Adar Rishon comes, so lay in the Megillah now and be Yotze the mitzvah. That makes a lot of sense. And there's a very interesting tosis here, but we are not going to do this because I think we're very overwhelmed. But Ella, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, my time, and why does he say to delay the reading of Megillah? So he says, Amar Rabbi Tavi Taima, the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Misamech Gula Legula Adav. It's better to juxtapose two redemptions. What's the Gula? Gula, says Rashi, of course, Purim LePesach. There's a correlation between the Gula Purim to the Gula Pesach. We want Adar Sheni, which is next to Nisan Gulas Mitzrayim. Okay, should we stop here? Let's see. Let's hold on a second. Let's go. We go a few more lines, I think. Yeah, a few more lines. Makes sense. Gemara says, now Rabbi Elazar Amar Taimer. What about Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? What's his svara? Mehacha. He learns that from the following pasuk: Dichsev Lekayim Esigeres Purim Hazos Hashenis. In order to fulfill this letter of Purim, the second one. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Bechodesh Hasheni, he uses that pasuk of Chodesh Hasheni, the second month. That's the drasha based on the pasuk. Vitzrach needs to say, Lemichtav, you need to write Hashenis. Vitzrach Lemichtav, Bechol Shana V'Shana, you really need both of those psukim. We really learn the same halacha from two different psukim. Why do you need two psukim? Because Dim Bechol Shana V'Shana, had we just had a pasuk that every year it should be consistent, Hav, I mean, I would have thought, Kikushan, like the question we had, maybe it should really be in the first month. Kamashman Hashenis, no, it should be in the second month every single year. V'yashmina, and if he taught Hashenis, havamina b'tchila b'rishon u'b'sheni. Maybe you should do it two times. Read it two times, Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. Kamashman b'chol shana v'shana, that you read it only once, just like every other year, only one time, which is going to be Adar Sheni. Okay, I think we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow night.